Yo, welcome back to another episode of On the Spot Sports. I'm Jack, and today's episode, we are joined by a very special guest, former college goaltender Jessica Convery. Jessica is part of the Professional Women's Hockey Players Association, working on growing the game of hockey and sports for female athletes. Jessica is an alumni of the University of Minnesota Duluth and Mercyhurst University and played 1 year of professional hockey in the Canadian Women's Hockey League for the Worcester Blades. So welcome to the show, Jessica Convery.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So how have you been? Like, we're living in some crazy times right now. So what's been happening with you?
Yeah, I'm not currently playing or anything. I'm just working. So nothing too crazy going on, but it is a crazy time. So for all the people that are playing, it's I feel for them in a way, because they're going through some weird times that no one's ever experienced before.
Yeah, for sure. So you grew up in Michigan. So like, what was Michigan like growing up for you and the hockey over there?
Actually, it was pretty good. So I started a bit late when I was 9, but I started in a house boys program, ended up moving over to girls when I was 10. And then from there, I played for Little Caesars in middle school and Honey Baked in high school. So there was a lot of options in Michigan. It's actually pretty big. Girls hockey is pretty big in Michigan, so there were a lot of options. So I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, that's good. So like, when you first started, you were playing with mostly guys, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so like, what was that like, and just being a female in a guy's team?
It wasn't anything too crazy. I mean, as the only girl, they kind of take it as their responsibility to protect me, especially as a goalie. They took it upon themselves to protect me on the ice if anyone tried to mess with me. So in that regard, it wasn't too crazy, but other than that, it was just like a normal team. I wasn't treated any differently. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good that you weren't treated any differently, and you're playing the game you love and playing the sport that you grew up loving. So like, that's great news. Like, what was that transition like, going from like, when you did go from playing with all guys to playing with all girls?
Back then, the boys game, I switched because of just I thought it was time to switch over. And back then, when I was playing goalie, I was still in that transition phase of other people were playing goalie and I had to play out. So I kind of wanted to move away from boys hockey just because the checking was going to start and I was a newer player. So I just switched to girls, and it wasn't really that big of a difference.
So like, when you were playing out, like, how was it playing out when you had to like go through like that switching phase from like goalie to player, like especially like as a younger person, like what was that transition like?
I don't really remember it that much. I don't think I played out very often, maybe once or twice, and then I was like, I want to be goalie full time. So yeah. I don't really remember that part of it, but I think I figured out pretty quick that I wanted to be a goalie.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, how do you think that playing with the boys from a young age helped you become a better goalie throughout your career, especially in the times that you're looking to move up the levels, especially going into the girls hockey?
I don't know if I really would take anything just because of how young I was when I first started out with boys. I did like how they treated me the same. They thought I was just as good, even though I was a female. So I think that kind of mentality helped me, because I didn't feel like I was an outsider and knew I could do everything they could.
Yeah, that's at least good. So you were also a dual sport athlete too. You played both hockey and soccer. So like, what was it like playing, being a multi-sport athlete, I guess you could say, and just the benefits that comes with playing different sports at different times?
Yeah, it was nice to get away from the rink and all that. So playing soccer was nice because I could kind of change into a different mindset when I was playing soccer. I didn't really have to worry about what was going on at the rink or anything like that. I just kind of got to get away from everything that was going on at the rink and focus on something else.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, when did you start playing soccer, and like what like made the love of soccer carry on, especially throughout college, where you ended up playing a season for UMD?
I started soccer when I was like 3, so just kind of something my parents threw me into, and I liked it. So I just kind of played it, and then I started playing hockey, and I wanted to play both, and then I kind of just stuck with hockey, and I was better at it. So I went to school for hockey, but then once I transferred, I had an extra year of eligibility. So I was like, well, I've loved soccer my entire life, I might as well just see if I can make the team or do something where I could be a part of a team for my last year of undergrad.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've played on a lot of successful teams throughout your hockey and soccer career, and you were also a part of 3 state championship teams with Honey Baked before going to college. So like, what was it like playing for those championship teams and really developing as a goaltender?
I would say like the championships in particular, it's good to be in those situations because it's a lot of pressure, and I kind of learned how to navigate that pressure and put it in a different area. So I wasn't really nervous. I feel like I performed better in those pressure situations because I knew how to deal with my pressure and kind of put it into a different energy to help me still play well, but be able to stick it out through that entire game and be focused for the entire game.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're able to switch that, have like that switch that you went from not being like stressed out over and like knowing how to like contain that, especially during like the stressful times that like big games like that plays. Like, what would you do to like help yourself like separate those two things and just focus on your game and nothing else?
One thing I really did was I kind of shut myself outside of the outside world. I didn't usually use my phone for the day. I didn't really want to be on social media. I kind of was just in my own little world, and focused on what I needed to do and didn't worry about any outside distractions.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, what were like some of the biggest things you learned as a goaltender and as a person like throughout the like these championship runs that you had and just being able to play for a dominant team?
I think the biggest thing is to, if you mess up, just you got to forget about it because it's a long game. Anything can happen. So you really got to focus on what you can control and not worry about all the other outside distractions.
Yeah, for sure. So then you go on to play college hockey, where you start out playing 3 years at Mercyhurst University before transferring to University of Minnesota Duluth for your senior year. So like, what was the process like to pick Mercyhurst to be your school to play college hockey there?
It was actually interesting. I wasn't really on a ton of teams' radars. I was reaching out to people, but there's a lot of things that go into being recruited, and I wasn't really on anyone's list. So I just kind of reached out. I looked at other schools. They weren't the greatest fit, and they ended up calling me back and saying, hey, would you want to come out for a visit? And then once I got to campus, I kind of just fell in love with the atmosphere at the school. So that's why I picked there. So, I mean, there wasn't a ton of if people listen to this, they'll know like the feeling you get when you're on campus and you know that's where you're supposed to be. That's kind of the feeling I got when I was on the Mercyhurst campus and kind of touring around there.
Yeah, so like going into your first year of college hockey, like did you have any expectations going in, or were you just thinking about going into your first season, just going with the flow and seeing how it plays out?
No, I didn't really have high expectations, like with me getting playing time, just because there was a junior and a senior ahead of me. So I knew that they're experienced, they've been there. So I had to work hard to earn my spot. So that was kind of the mindset, is to work hard and my time will come.
Yeah, so like you played one game your first year. So like, how hard was that first year for you, and not playing games but also learning from your other goalie partners to help you out during that stretch and like help you like learn through their experiences?
Yeah, it was hard, but I mean, I think me going into it not expecting to play was a good mindset, because I was thankful for any time I did get. So I didn't really put a lot of pressure on myself for being able to be in games, because I wasn't expecting it, but I knew I had to work hard to get to that point to be able to be in a game.
Yeah, so like, how do you like keep a good mindset, especially through all that? Like, I know you weren't expecting to play a lot, but like, especially when you got into games and things weren't going your way, you weren't getting the results you wanted. Like, how important was your mindset there to help yourself stay positive, especially when everything might not be going your way?
Yeah, it's really important just to stay positive, because you never really know what's going to happen. You never know when you're going to get your opportunity. So just staying positive and just having fun. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, because sometimes I'll eat away at you. So just being positive, work hard, and just being patient.
Absolutely. It's like, and also with like college, like being a college athlete, like you have to balance everything out, and like that could take a toll on your mindset, your emotional state. So like, how did you like balance everything out between hockey, schoolwork, and just balancing everything out?
That part of it is you really have to know how to manage your time. So you really need to know how much time you need to study, how much time you need to be successful, because everyone's different. So you can't always do what other people are doing and how they're managing their time. You have to learn how to manage your own time and figure out what works best for you.
I totally agree with you there. So then the following year, you go into your sophomore year and you got the opportunity to play in 8 games your sophomore year, 24 your junior year. So you're getting those opportunities. So like, what was it like to get the opportunities to play games and be able to play where you didn't get to play your first year?
Yeah, it was a good experience. I think between the summer between my freshman and sophomore year, I kind of learned what I needed to do on and off the ice. So I kind of took that into my training over the summer going into those next couple years, because I knew what I needed to do and knew where I needed to be successful based on those goalies in front of me. So I just kind of worked my butt off and just waited for the opportunity and tried to take advantage of those opportunities as best I could.
Yeah. So like, what would you do during like off seasons to help yourself get more opportunities like that, like you said, and just being like applying yourself more when you're training and all that?
So usually my training schedule was pretty hectic. I was in the gym 4 or 5 days a week. I was on the ice 4 or 5 days a week for probably like 2 months. And then I kind of decreased the load as we got closer to going back to school, so my body could recover and I'd be at a prime state before I went on back on campus. So I don't know. It was just a mentality that I wanted to get better, and I worked hard to do it. I didn't want anyone to score on me when I was training. I didn't want to make mistakes. And if I did, I learned from them pretty quickly.
Yeah. So like going into like the opportunities here a little bit that you got, like you got those opportunities, like what was the hardest thing you had to learn as you got more games that you didn't really know your freshman year, but your sophomore, junior, and senior year, like you did get to learn?
That mistakes are going to happen, and you can't really worry about those mistakes happening before they actually happen in real life. You got to just take every puck one by one, every period one by one. So it's kind of not looking too far into the future.
Yeah.
Into those.
Yeah. Cause once you start thinking about those mistakes are going to happen a lot more than in you're not going to be a happy goalie after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so then after your junior year, you decided to transfer to UMD. So, like, what was the decision like to move to transfer to University of Minnesota Duluth and move your credits over to UMD?
It was a hard decision because I spent 3 years with a group of girls. So that was really hard, but I knew that it was for my best interest for my hockey career to switch schools. The transfer process wasn't that hard because I was going from a smaller school to a bigger school, so the transferring my credits wasn't something that I was worried about.
but it was hard. It was hard leaving my friends and all that, but I absolutely loved Duluth and the experience I had there. So I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change my decision or change anything I did with that back in college. So
yeah, at least it wasn't as bad to transfer like all everything over there. So like you were a very important part of University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs, playing 32 games with a 2.23 goals against average. So like, what was that year in Minnesota like, and how special was it for you?
It was really cool. It was just a different atmosphere and just a different feel that I got from the city, the coaches, and the environment. I was comfortable. I learned a lot. And I think I grew not just as a hockey player, but as a person there. And I don't know, I love the entire experience. I don't really have anything bad to say about it. So, yeah, I love Duluth and I wouldn't change my decision at all.
Yeah. So like, what were some of your favorite memories from Duluth or Merciers that you played at? When you're playing college hockey, like some of the favorite cities that you played in, favorite parts, favorite memories, like stuff like that.
Yeah. I guess for Mercier's, we won a CHA championship. We went to DC. We played in that first D1 and DC series in Duluth. Probably we went to Vermont. We did like a Thanksgiving dinner in Vermont. We won that tournament. In Vermont as well. I don't know, just the overall atmosphere in Duluth was just awesome. So there's specific games I could pick on that I don't forget, but I just think my overall experience, the ups and downs were all made me a better person in the end. And I grew as a person, whether or not they were good experiences or bad experiences through, my athletic college hockey career.
Yeah, that's good stuff there. And just like all the memories you made from college hockey and just playing the game, like they last a lifetime. And there's so many memories that you could pick from either throughout like your youth days, your college days, like pro days, like anything, like you could always pick on memories from just like that. So then while you're also at UMD, you also played soccer there. So like, what was your experience like on the soccer team in Minnesota Duluth? And like,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't play soccer for 4 years, so I really didn't have any expectations on how good I was still going to be or if I was going to fit in with the team. But those group of girls were awesome. They took me in right away. There was no, oh, she's new, like what's happening kind of thing. They were just awesome people. The coaches were awesome. So, and they supported every decision I made because hockey kind of got in the way a little bit with soccer when I decided to go out to Boston, but they were super supportive of everything that I was doing as well, whether it was with them or away from the field.
Yeah, so like what were some of the things you learned from the soccer field compared to like what you learned in hockey? Like there's always something that you can learn from any sport that you play in. So like what were some of the things that made you better in soccer that you learned from playing the game and getting the experience you did at Duluth?
No, I guess knowing that there's gonna be hard decisions to make in your life and doing what's best for you is a big thing. You shouldn't be making decisions to make someone else happy or make them feel good. It should be not to sound selfish, but like to make decisions because it's going to be best for you or it's going to make your life better rather than trying to make someone else happy. Because there were tough times where I didn't want to abandon the team I committed to with soccer, but at the same time, they knew that I played hockey in college, and that was something that I really loved. So they supported me when I decided that I was going to sign with Worcester.
Yeah, that's great that you had that support system, because as an athlete, you need that support system no matter what sport you play, because there's going to be those times where you need people to be around, and they're the ones that are going to help you through everything.
Yeah.
So then you get drafted to the Boston Blades in the CWHL, where you got the opportunity to play pro hockey. So, like, what was pro hockey like in the CWHL in Worcester?
It's a lot different. It's not like college hockey where you're funded and you have a lot of resources. And that's where I think the PWHPA is going now, is like those resources need to be there for female athletes, where we're supported. We have good practice time. We have the resources. If we're injured, we have the resources to train and all that. So, I mean, it's a lot different from college hockey. I wouldn't say it was a bad experience, but it was different. It was different being in that professional world where you had these expectations that you're considered a professional athlete, but you don't have every resource that you thought you'd have.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, what was it like that transition from like playing college hockey to going pro?
It was a big difference. You're playing with the best of the best. I mean, you're playing against Olympians and Canadian national team players, and it's a big difference. It's a lot. It's a faster pace. You don't get that break because there's a couple kids that are a little bit weaker on the team. Everyone's good, and you need to be on top of your game at all times.
Oh yeah, for that's for sure. So then, like, you only played there for a year. So, like, what are some of your favorite memories throughout that year that you played with Worcester?
Probably the first time I got into that, pretty cool. And then we went to China for 10 days to play the Chinese based team in the league, and that was a pretty cool experience to go to Hong Kong and kind of see a different culture. So that was a pretty cool thing to be able to be a part of.
Yeah, so like, what was that culture like? I'm guessing it's a lot different than what it is in the States and Canada. It's like, what was that culture shock like?
Yeah, it's different. It's different the way they travel, the way they, their mannerisms, just their food's different. Everything's a little different there. So it was a good experience to see kind of how they live and how, what they eat, how everything runs there that you don't really realize living over in North America.
Yeah, just seeing some other places, like where hockey takes you and where other sports take you, it's incredible. And just everything you get to experience from playing your sport.
Yeah.
So then you would later join the PWHPA and the Professional Women's Hockey Players Association, focused on like growing the game for female athletes. So like, what was it about the PWHPA that made you want to be a part of it and change the way female sports are seen?
I just think that female athletes don't have the resources, and that's where we get to is we're good athletes and we can do everything that a male athlete can do. We just need some resources. We don't need to make millions of dollars, but we'd like it to be something that we can live off of and don't have to work a full-time job and have to go to the rink at 11 p.m. to skate and work out, because we have to work that full-time job to make our money.
Yeah,
and fund it and have those resources. Is, like I said, like the ice time, the weight room, like just simple things like that that I don't think people understand, that we would skate at 11 o'clock at night till 1 and get home at 2 in the morning and then have to go to a full-time job at 7, 8 a.m.
Yeah, that is not fun. So, like, have you seen it, start to get better throughout your time with the PWHPA and just seeing how some of the resources are growing a little bit here and there and just helping develop further female sports?
Yeah, I'm not skating or on a team right now, but so I don't see anything really firsthand. But I think they're taking big leaps to grow the game and get everything out there that we're good athletes and we need these resources to be successful. So
yeah, Yeah, that's for sure. So, like, what have been like some of your favorite moments being a part of the PWHPA so far, and just watching female sports get more views, fans, and everything going on an upward trend?
I don't know. I've gone through some injuries. So the first year I was with them, I didn't skate at all. But some big things that have gone on was the Madison Square Garden series a couple weeks ago, and then they played in Chicago, and now they're gonna go down to St. Louis and have a couple games with a partnership with the St. Louis Blues. So I think those are big things that are showing that female athletes matter, and that we need to grow the game and get everyone out there and expose like how good these female athletes are.
Yeah, for sure. And it's gonna keep growing from here, and it's good that those events are expanding, and everything's expanding and getting a lot better for all the female athletes. So I have a few more questions for you before we get this thing done with. So, like, if you had any tips or a message to female athletes who are continuing to grow, change the game, or just starting out in whatever sport they're playing, like, what would you say to them?
I would say make sure to have fun. Just have fun, work hard. Don't worry about 10 years, 5 years down the road. Just work hard and trust the process.
Yeah, that's a great tip for all of them. So my next question for you is, what's been like your favorite city that you visited throughout wherever hockey has taken you?
My favorite city. This is tough. My favorite city. I don't know. I would say I liked playing as intimidating as like playing University of Minnesota or Wisconsin. I think those atmospheres are really cool just because of how much support those teams get in those areas. I think it's really awesome to see that when you're playing in college and in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Those are really cool places. I mean, Vermont was awesome. That's another cool place to be. I don't know, there's a lot, but those are probably a couple of them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Those are some great cities to play in. So, Jessica, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time. I want to wish you the best of luck with everything going forward.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no problem.